Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A new top military official, U.S. President Barack Obama, has nominated Marine General Joseph Dunford as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He will replace Army General Martin Dempsey as the nation's top uniformed military advisor. Dunford currently serves as the Marines' commanding officer. The Save the Children aid group reports about 40 migrants may have drowned Sunday in the Mediterranean when the rubber dinghy they were on either deflated or exploded as they tried to reach the coast of Italy. The humanitarian group said survivors of the accident reported that very many died when they fell into the sea. Will Turner with Doctors Without Borders is helping rescue refugees from their boats.
People were cramped in like sardines into this boat. We took over 3 hours to offload people, and the boat just never seemed to get emptier.
There were more than 1,750 deaths this year in the unrelenting stream of migrants trying to escape conflict and poverty in Africa and the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Somalia on Tuesday. He is the first top-ranking U.S. diplomat to visit the country. The secretary spent about 3.5 hours at the Mogadishu airport, where he met with President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud and the prime minister, as well as other officials. The Islamic State militant group is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack on a convention center outside of Dallas, Texas. The incident took place during a meeting where activities included a controversial cartoon contest depicting Muhammad, the founder of Islam. Any depictions of Muhammad are offensive to many Muslims. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has called for the rebuilding of trust between local police and minority communities. Appearing on the CBS program The Late Show with David Letterman, Mr. Obama said the lingering effects of slavery and racial discrimination continue to have a profound effect on many black communities. His comments come in the wake of last week's racial riots in Baltimore. British voters will be going to the polls Thursday in an unusually complex multi-party parliamentary election. Neither of the two largest political parties, Labour and the Conservatives, appear poised to gain a majority, which means one or the other of them will likely have to form a coalition government with smaller parties. Even the bookmakers are uncertain. Alex Dono is with Ladbrokes.
In terms of the next government, the most likely at the moment is a Labour minority government at 2-1. And a Conservative minority at 3-1, and then a Conservative Lib Dem coalition at 4-1. But then in terms of the next Prime Minister, like I say, at the moment it really is a toss of a coin.
There was also election news in the U.S. today. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee became the latest Republican to join the growing crowd of candidates for his party's presidential nomination.
America's leadership in the world is completely evaporated, and the country is more polarized than ever in my lifetime. We were promised hope, but it was just talk.
Huckabee is popular with social conservatives. He is considered a long shot for the nomination. The United Nations is making a renewed effort to find a political solution to Syria's 4-year-old civil war as casualties continue to mount. Syria's warring parties have begun informal consultations with the UN Special Envoy on Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
Successive efforts to reach a peace accord have all ended in failure. So UN Special Syria Envoy Stefan de Mistura is being cautious and deliberately dampening expectations about the outcome of these talks. He prefers to characterize them as serious consultations. During the next 5 or 6 weeks, he says he and his deputy will engage in one-to-one structured discussions with as many actors involved in the Syrian conflict as possible. De Mistura says the goal is to gauge whether another round of formal peace negotiations will be feasible in the near future. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syrian government forces and opposition fighters have carried out attacks in Aleppo that Amnesty International says may constitute war crimes or crimes against humanity. A new report from the Human Rights Organization describes military attacks since January that include the dropping of barrel bombs and other imprecise explosive weapons on markets, mosques, hospitals, and schools. The report also cites mortar attacks by rebels. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.